With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The sound of church bells can be heard across Rome and beyond this morning following word of the death of Pope Francis. A Vatican statement reads, at 7:35 this morning, the Bishop of Rome, Francis, returned to the home of the Father. Correspondent Charles Della Desma says the 88-year-old pontiff was just recently discharged from the hospital in Rome following a lengthy stay.
Francis suffered from chronic lung disease and had part of one lung removed as a young man. He was admitted to Gemelli Hospital in Rome on February 14 for a respiratory crisis that developed into double pneumonia. He spent 38 days there.
And the White House is extending its condolences.
In a message posted online, President Trump wrote, "Rest in peace, Pope Francis. May God bless him and all who loved him." Vice President Vance met briefly with the Pope on Sunday to exchange Easter greetings. The 88-year-old Francis offered the Catholic Vice President three big chocolate Easter eggs for Vance's three young children. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt told Fox News, "It's a solemn day for Catholics around the world."
White House correspondent Craig Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, no classified information was shared. A snippet of a White House statement regarding another Signal chat controversy involving Defense Secretary Hegseth, allegedly sharing information about pending strikes on Yemen with his wife and others in a group chat. The White House calls it a non-story. A slow-moving, intensely powerful storm system brought flooding rains, large hail, and tornadoes to parts of Texas and Oklahoma, Illinois, Missouri, and beyond over the weekend. There were numerous high-water rescues, many trees down, power out. The fierce weather left at least three people dead. Now, on Wall Street this morning, stocks trading deep in the red. This is SRN News. How do you decide right and wrong?
The Pew Research Center has been asking Americans that question, and the most common tool people use to make the decision is practical experience and common sense. The second most popular guide for determining if something is right or wrong is logic and reason. Next up is scientific information. And coming in a distant fourth on the list of devices Americans turn to on moral questions is religious beliefs or teachings. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump making good on his pledge to end the war on Christianity being waged by leftists in government. Mr. Trump has signed an executive order on eradicating anti-Christian bias. The order aims to protect the religious freedoms of Americans and end the anti-Christian weaponization of government by identifying anti-Christian conduct and recommending policy changes. Secretary of State Rubio instructed employees in the State Department to report any incidents of such bias that occurred in the Biden years. This is SRN News. No relief yet from higher tolls, so-called congestion pricing, imposed on motorists driving into parts of Manhattan.
New York's $9 congestion toll on most drivers entering Manhattan below 60th Street remained in effect Sunday, despite an Easter deadline from the Trump administration to halt the first-in-the-nation fee. The state agency overseeing the tolls, the MTA, confirmed Sunday that its system of traffic cameras continues to collect the fee. The Trump Transportation Department rescinded federal approval for the program in February, calling it a slap in the face of working-class Americans and small business owners. Julie Walker, New York.
Vice President Vance is in India on a four-day visit as New Delhi looks to avoid U.S. tariffs and negotiate a bilateral trade deal with Washington. Vance meeting with Prime Minister Modi on the first day of his visit. More details at SRNNews.com.